Hey there, beautiful overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to mental calm in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're running a constant marathon of what ifs and should haves? Like every little thing has to be picture perfect? Well, you're not alone. Welcome to the club, the Perfectionism Club. Now, don't get me wrong, striving for excellence is awesome. But when it morphs into this relentless pursuit of flawlessness, that's when things start getting a bit, well, exhausting, right? Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of overcoming perfectionism and learning to embrace those glorious imperfections that make us, well, us. Because guess what? It's not about becoming perfect, it's about being perfectly imperfect. And trust me, that's a whole lot more liberating. First things first, perfectionism is a sneaky beast. It hides under the guise of wanting the best for yourself, but deep down, it's fueled by fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. Sound familiar? You know that feeling when you start a project and it takes 3 times longer than planned because you're meticulously tweaking every single detail, even the ones nobody else would notice? That's perfectionism whispering in your ear, telling you to keep going, keep striving for that impossible ideal. Now, let's break down some powerful ways to break free from this grip. 1. Recognize your worth. This one's huge. Remind yourself constantly that your value isn't tied to your accomplishments or how perfectly you execute everything. You are worthy simply because you exist. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your imperfections, and remember that you are a work in progress, beautifully so. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly judging and criticizing? Yeah, it needs a timeout. When it starts to get loud, ask yourself, is this truly helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is harsher than we would ever be to someone else. Start being kinder to yourself. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one who's struggling. Make mistakes? No big deal. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep going. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of the human experience. 4. Set realistic expectations. Striving for excellence is great, but aiming for perfection is setting yourself up for disappointment. Break down large goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate those small victories along the way, and remember that progress, not perfection, is what matters. 5. Embrace the good enough mentality. This one's a game changer. Sometimes, good enough is actually more than enough. Stop overthinking every detail and give yourself permission to let things go. Remember, life isn't about achieving flawlessness, it's about enjoying the journey. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's trying to bake a cake for her friend's birthday. Now, Sarah is a perfectionist, so she spends hours meticulously measuring ingredients, practicing frosting techniques, and agonizing over every little detail. By the time she's done, the oven has run out of time, the cake is burnt, and she's completely stressed out. See? Perfectionism can really backfire. Instead, imagine Sarah taking a deep breath, reminding herself that it's about celebrating her friend, not winning a baking competition. She uses whatever ingredients she has on hand, goes with a simple frosting design, and focuses on having fun in the process. Guess what? Her friend loves the cake, imperfections and all. Because at the end of the day, it's the thought that counts, and Sarah put her heart into it. So, my beautiful overthinkers, remember this. You are enough, just as you are. Embrace those quirks, celebrate your unique talents, and let go of the need to be perfect. Life is too short to be anything but wonderfully, gloriously imperfect. Now, go out there and shine in all your messy, magnificent glory. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder about their own awesomeness. And as always, keep those overthinking minds calm and those spirits bright. Until next time, take care of yourselves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.